present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Victoria Wood in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And this week, as you've just heard, we have three of our regular players of the game, and we welcome back Victoria Wood once more to do battle in Just a Minute. Welcome, Victoria. I hope you've had a good journey from Morecambe this time.
Yes, thank you, Margaret.
Good. We're going to begin the show with Peter Jones, but before I do that, let me remind you that I'm going to ask them to speak if they can on the subject that I give them, and try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Peter, this week, fun on the trampoline is the first subject. We'd like you to take it because we think it suits you extraordinarily well. As usual, there are 60 seconds and you begin now.
Well, I used to think that the most fun I ever had was on a waterbed, but then I'd never been on a trampoline. And I'm here to tell you that it is one of the most sensational experiences that you can have, bouncing up and down on this canvas thing with the springs around it, and holding on occasionally to one of the posts at the corner, and going round it, making a sort of loop-the-loop effect.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of loop, I'm
loop,
afraid.
The loop.
Yes.
Yes. What a pity. Clement Freud, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course. And you take over the subject of fun on the trampoline, and there are 34 seconds left, starting now.
Fun on the trampoline is not illegal among consenting adults on designated days of the year. And I won't have anyone saying that it is, because for sheer harmless pleasure, there is nothing like it. I had a friend called Sebastian Wickerstaff, whose trampoline manners were a joy to behold. Up he went, then down, sideways, lengthways, and then along came someone quite different. "Would you like my trampoline?" he said. "Just a small go at it, say 25 minutes.
Prime example how you can talk absolute rubbish for 30 seconds in just a minute and still keep going and not be guilty of the crimes within the game. Clement Freud gained a point for speaking as the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up. The laughter is because Kenneth Williams is adjusting his golden locks, and at the end of the first round, Clement Freud is the only one to score. Clement, will you begin the second round, because we've got this subject for you. It's bathing the dog. And we thought it was really up your street, so would you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
Bathing the dog should only be attempted if the end product you have in mind is either a clean dog, a wet dog, or a dead dog. And for the latter, I suggest that you hold him down for not less than 3 minutes.
Victoria Wood, challenge.
Deviation, telling you how to kill dogs, not bath them.
Right.
I think he established that the dog was dead, but I think it's very devious to bath a dead dog. So on that basis, I would give it to you, Victoria, and tell you that you have 44 seconds on bathing the dog, starting now.
The way to do it is to buy a dog and wait for it to get dirty, and then bath it. And the thing to do next is to tie it up to the hall stand or lock it in the kitchen while you prepare the running hot and cold water, which you are going to pour into a receptacle such as a washing up bowl or a sink or just a hole in the floor, depending on what you want to do. Grab the dog, push him into the water, get your cake of soap.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Or her.
Eh, what? Or her what?
Push him or her.
Are you writing my script?
What about it?
Thought you'd like another point.
There are 20 seconds left for you to continue on bathing the dog, Victoria, starting now.
Peter Jones,
a challenge.
Well, I don't know whether this challenge is exciting enough, but
it's not.
It's hesitation.
Yes, this time you really didn't get going.
I give in.
But you definitely paused.
Yes.
Peter Jones, you have the subject of bathing the dog, and there are 19 seconds left, starting now.
Get in the bath with the dog. Take all your clothes off, and this will allay the dog's fears. It will put it at its ease.
Right,
and you will end up as clean as the dog, providing you have plenty of soap suds and warm water. Then get near the hands.
Yeah. Well, Peter Jones got that all-important extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and at the end of that round, he's in a strong lead with twice as many points as Victoria Wood and Clement Freud. And Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject, duelling. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, these gentlemen got together to settle their differences, do you see, with swords. And the idea was that honour had been impugned, and they could only be satisfied by physically indulging in this rapier or horsemanship or whatever you like to call it. No, it's not horsemen, although you could have.
Clement Freud challenged.
It's repetition of horsemen.
Well, some of them did do it on horses, actually. Yeah. They did it, and when they said walk backwards, the horse had to walk backwards instead of the men, you see. That's the whole point of it.
And the men stayed still, did they?
That's right. I don't know why I said I wasn't. It was weird.
Yes, I think you were thinking of jousting, weren't you, anyway? There are 36 seconds on duelling with you, Clement, starting now.
Duelling is something you should never try to do on your own because it has harmful consequences. Two people at very least are required, although sometimes they have seconds or servants who hold their swords, rapiers, or whatever.
Kenneth Williams.
Sometimes they have seconds, implying that they're actually doing it today. Nobody is doing it today, so it's a deviation.
No, when they do it, sometimes...
Nobody does it today. It's against the law, you great fool.
He didn't establish, Kenneth.
He didn't establish
that they were still doing it. He just said when they do it. No, I don't think he was deviating from the subject. Clement, you continue with 22 seconds on duelling, starting now.
Dawn was always considered a good time of day for this pastime, because few people were around, and no one was about to alert the police, because for many years now, this has been a totally illegal practice, becoming ever more so as time went on, and the nation became increasingly educated as to the harmful nature...
So Clement Freud gained a lot of points on that round and has taken the lead ahead of Peter Jones and Victoria Wood. Will you begin the next round? The subject is wickedness I enjoy. Can you reveal something about yourself in just a minute as you take that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I can't enjoy things if they're very wicked because they make me feel guilty. But one tiny practice I do have which makes me feel not particularly bad, and it is a little tiny bit wicked. I think I've said so many words twice, nobody seems to be listening. I think I'll just carry on talking. One thing is to spend lots of money on things that I don't really need, like leg warmers and bars of chocolate, and to eat them or wear those things in private. I just stopped because I can't think of anything else to say.
And Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Deviation, I'm sure she can think of a lot of things to say.
I think the idea of her wearing a bar of chocolate was one question. And eating a leg warmer. Kenneth, you have 32 seconds on wickedness I enjoy, starting now.
Yes, I'll tell you what it is. It's putting down a load of bores. Dreary old... I was thinking, you see, of a rude word. That was the point. I couldn't actually say it.
You actually, I thought you were going to repeat it. That's funny that they...
Who challenged me, Nick?
Peter Jones.
Oh. Mm.
Peter, we're going to hear from you on this subject now. There are 25 seconds left. Wickedness I enjoy.
Well, real wickedness I enjoy at one remove when it's personified by someone like Sidney Greenstreet or Peter Lorre, one of those real old-fashioned villains in films, which were thrillers or detective stories sometimes, and they would be playing the parts of criminals who were up to the most vicious and unpleasant tricks and were, in the end, of course, caught and punished.
So Peter Jones kept going and on the subject until the whistle went. He gained an extra point for that and has gone back into the lead, one ahead of Clement Freud. And the subject for him to start the next round is escaping from a maze. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, Clement, starting now?
Maze is the generic word for what we call sweet corn. And if you escape...
Victoria.
It's not. Call? It's a different word.
No, I think that's right.
Maze has got an I in it. You can't escape
from
Anne.
Oh, I know, but it's not her spelling. I mean, it's how the word sounds, whether it's maize that you eat or the maze in which you can go round, like the one
at Hampton
Court.
You can't have a maze.
And then there's a maze, yes.
No, not a maze.
This is radio. It's how it sounds on the ear.
Look, let me just speak on my behalf.
A maze.
It's like saying a wheat.
Yes, you can't escape from a wheat.
I agree with your challenge.
Yes.
Whatever it was.
Yes.
And there are 55 seconds for escaping from a maze, starting now.
Escaping from a maze is something that everybody must do, otherwise these mazes would be littered with dead bodies of people who hadn't managed to do it, and nobody would pay to go in and drop dead in between two bits of privet, would they?
Clement Croft.
Repetition of dead.
Yes, dead bodies and drop dead.
Yes, quite.
I hope Kenneth can get in on this, because corn is his subject.
Oh, dear me. The ruder they get, the more you applaud in just a minute, honestly. Scott, that's okay. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge, and there are 44 seconds on escaping from a maze, starting now.
There used to be in the peerage one Lord Mays, who was the director of Stag Reductions Limited, and I've always...
already established you can't do this. Maze. It's escaping from maze. You can't be Smith. It's ridiculous.
He was going to try and escape from Lord Mays, I'm sure.
Well, that wouldn't be
I do think he hadn't established that he wasn't escaping from this Lord Mays, so I will give you the benefit of the doubt and ask you to talk on this corny subject with 37 seconds left, starting
it's
now.
It's quite easy to escape from Mays, because you have to walk in. First place, holding a cotton reel, and you unwind it as you go around, you see, and therefore you can just re-thread your way out of it. It's amazing to me that nobody's ever thought of this before. I go around saying to people, have you got...
Victoria Wood challenge.
People have thought of it before.
Yes.
The Greeks did.
Yes, actually, he did say quite definitely, it's amazing that people haven't thought of it before.
Yes.
And I'm sure that somebody has thought of it before.
Oh, they have.
So I think that's a very clever challenge, yes. And we give you the subject, Victoria.
The man and the Minotaur. The man who went in after the Minotaur.
I think a lot of people. I mean, I think the Greeks were probably the most recent people who thought of it.
14 seconds for Victoria Wood to take Escaping from a Maze, starting now.
Escaping from a maze is quite simple if you just purchase on the entrance a route map or plan with which you can follow your way to the centre and a reasonable method of making an exit from this place.
So Victoria Wood gained points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and she's now in second place. She's one ahead of Peter Jones, she's three behind Clement Freud, and Victoria Wood, you begin the next round. The subject is My Secret. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
My secret isn't really anything I can reveal to the six of us here this evening, not including the audience, because if I told any of you, then it would cease to be a secret, and so I can't really say any more about it than that, except it's awfully private, and it happened a long time ago. And I really think I should stop talking, because I just did an enormous hesitation. To give myself up.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, this was just a kind of euthanasia on my part, to kind of save her from lingering on. She seemed to...
Are you trying to say that she paused?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
That's the word I was groping for.
Right. Well, we don't want too much groping in the game, Peter. And you have the subject of My Secret, and there are 38 seconds left, starting now.
My secret will die with me. Nothing will ever persuade me to describe...
Victoria Wood's challenge.
Repetition of me. My secret will die with me. And something else he said...
But you've already given up the subject. Why do you want it back?
I just want another point. I don't want it back.
Right.
I just want the point and somebody else can talk.
When you challenge, you get the subject if
I
you
don't
win.
Don't want it.
Well, you have the subject back and there are 31 seconds, Victoria. My secret, starting now.
My secret happened to me on a wet Wednesday in December 1972, and I cannot tell you any more about it because it's a secret.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition if I can't tell you.
Yes, you said before, I can't tell you.
I told you I didn't want it back.
Yeah. Clement Freud, there are 22 seconds. My secret, starting now.
I want to tell you all about my secret, because I shall feel much better as a result. It was on Tuesday, the 15th of September, 1942, and it happened in Walberswick in Suffolk, where I then lived. A man came up to me as the sun was setting over the Anchor Inn.
Just before the whistle went, Kenneth Williams, your light came on.
What, yes, of course it came on before he'd finished, because he was just filling in. He'd no intention of telling any secret. It was a load of codswallop about Walberswick and the setting sun. I never heard such a load of rubbish
and
in my life.
And you've done the same to him. You've got him with 1/5 of a second to go.
Oh, good. Yes, good. So have I got the subject?
Yes, my secret.
Yes, right.
Starting now.
Yes, well, I'd like to say... means I'm in the lead now, don't it? What have I got?
4 points.
Yes, who's in the lead then?
Clement Freud.
Oh.
You're actually still in fourth place. Only a little way behind Peter Jones and Victoria Wood. Clement Freud is actually quite a strong lead. And Peter, will you begin the next round? The subject is lime. Will you tell us something about that?
Of quite the best cocktail to drink in a tropical atmosphere, the daiquiri. Captain Cook.
Hesitation.
Yes. Hesitation, I said.
Yes, I know, I agree.
Well, hurry up, then give me the subject.
He was trying to get out to
carry. Oh, let's get on, come along.
All right, you're impatient. Right, there are 47 seconds on a lime starting now.
I was told that the bird's excreta contains this substance and that therefore you could get it on your edge if you weren't very careful. Now then, I also happen to know that it's in cement because when this whiteness appears on brickwork, they always say that is an example of its excrescence. And I know a couple who took this house unaware of any such defect until they called in this surveyor. And he said, well, it's the lime, you see. That's what causes it. Oh, they said, have we any compensation in law? Can we go back and demand that this thing be put right? Alas, he said, no, because it's organic and chemical.
So Kenneth Williams did terribly well in that round.
Yes, getting
points. And he got one for speaking as the whistle went.
Yes.
But he's still in fourth place. But he's creeping up on the others, and Clement Freud's still in the lead. He also begins the next round, and the subject is honey. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, Clement, starting now.
Honey is a substance much beloved by bears, and I've never quite understood why. But if you hear a story about, say, the three bear, or the plural of that word.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he did repeat bears.
No, he said the three bear.
Well, then he's all right. Then it's ungrammatical, so it's deviation.
You challenged him for ungrammatical for the story of the three bear.
Oh, well, I naturally assumed he wouldn't say three bear, you know, because I couldn't hear the S.
No.
But I assumed he'd... Well, what do you think?
I think you should have the subject, actually, because... I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, and because you didn't actually hear him, he was very quiet. There are 47 seconds on honey, Peter, starting now.
Some of the best honey in Cornwall is made by the bees.
Kenneth Williams, a chum.
Rubbish. You said is made by the bees, so that's hesitation.
No, you did actually hesitate, Peter.
I said
You didn't say but you hesitated.
Well, he said
you
I did say
I know, it doesn't matter what he said, you hesitated. That was the challenge. The challenge was correct.
Are you challenging, Nicholas?
No, I'm trying to keep order in an impossible situation. It's very hot here, and you're getting rather tense and rather...
I'm not tense!
There are 43 seconds for the subject of honey starting now.
One of the most important occupants of which is the queen. And in the Apiary Journal, a writer complained, he said, when my queen's... plural, you idiot.
He was a bit too right sharp there, yes, he was.
He fell right into it, didn't he? Yes. Yeah. Hoists with their own petard, these fools.
Yes, but be fair, you set him up to put him right into
well,
it.
Well, that's
it?
As may be, darling.
Another point to you, Kenneth, and 33 seconds on honey starting now.
Are delivered by the railroad, they are flung off the train at enormous speed and become stunned when they get in the heart.
Victoria Wood challenge.
It's a deviation, nothing to do with honey.
I don't know what he was being thrown off the air of the plane getting stunned.
I said the queens, the man had delivered for his hive, were thrown off the train at high speed
that?
And were concussed.
That's not honey.
What are you talking about, bees and not about honey?
This is the correspondence in the Apiary Journal, which is about bees, if you're looking at that Apiary Journal.
Yeah, but the subject is honey, not bees. The subject
is Apiary is about bees, you fool.
You're supposed
to
be
talking about honey. Well, they make blooming honey, you
We all know that, I hope, but you have to stick to the subject of honey.
Rubbish, if it was milk, you could talk about cows.
But you would still have to relate it to milk. You could talk about cows and relate it to the cud or grass, but you have to relate it to milk. If you use bees, you must relate it to honey, and you've gone long enough without relating it to honey. So Victoria Wood has a correct challenge. And she has 19 seconds on honey, starting now.
Honey is made by bees who flit from blossom to flower and lick the middle or calyx of the bloom and put all the pollen. When I say ponnel, I mean pollen. Yes.
Ten seconds on honey, Clement, starting now.
Kenneth Williams reliably informs me that bees make honey, and I'm in no position to argue about this whatsoever. I think he's right.
Well, Clement Freud is still in the lead, but he's being well challenged and closely challenged by Kenneth Williams, who has leapt forward into second place alongside Victoria Wood. But, Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject, friendship. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
There is one of the most noble aspects of friendship discussed by Tennyson in that remarkable testimony of probably one of the greatest friendships ever known, which exists.
Peter Jones Chuck.
Repetition of greatest.
I'm afraid you did say greatest
before. I didn't. Did I say greatest twice? Such a row. What is it? She's wearing a defied anyway. What is she?
Peter Jones, yes, I'm afraid you picked you up.
Him again, I suppose, droning on and on.
43 seconds, Peter, on friendship starting now.
Well, friendship is one of the most priceless possessions a man can have.
You ain't
and
got
my
any.
Feeling. He interrupted.
I know he did. Keep going.
I was going to say that mine for him is something that really sustains me spiritually throughout a difficult life, and always has. His remarkable courage.
Clement Freud, John.
Deviation.
Why?
Jones has had a very easy life.
Oh, not at all.
Well, as none of us wish to go into his past, and we can only suppose, and I'm sure that anybody in show business has a difficult life.
You can say that again, John.
Not in this game.
And he has a difficult time in this game. If that's not difficult, therefore, he's highly justified in what he said. And there are 22 seconds for you to continue, Peter, on friendship, starting now.
Despite his unfortunate appearance and the unhappy disposition that he has borne like a real hero, because I know he is the subject of many conflicts. His mind is often twisted and warped. But despite this,
Victoria Wood challenged.
Feeling sorry for Kenneth. I don't wish Peter to go on.
I know he was going off about Kenneth Williams, yeah. And less about
and
friendship.
It's
again
upsetting.
Like the honey and the bees. He was not relating it, so
yes.
Therefore it's deviation. And you get in with 4 seconds to go on the subject of friendship. Kenneth Williams, for that laugh, was demonstrating friendship with Clement Freud in a very intimate way. But thank goodness we haven't got television, otherwise it would be censored. And 4 seconds. Kenneth.
Yes, we're
it's all right for this to
we're hanging. Off. We're hanging on your every word.
Well,
go on, darling. We're hanging on your every word.
If you're hanging...
Why are you going red? Why has he gone red? Look, he's gone red.
Because I feel hanging. You should adjust yourself. It's all very well having this invited, depraved audience in to listen to Just a Minute. But we are not on television, and so therefore we have to try and keep going in spite of all the difficulties you present us with. And Peter Jones has four... Victoria
me.
Wood. Yes, it's you, our guest. Victoria Wood has 4 seconds to talk on friendship starting now.
Friendship is a meeting of two minds of like temperament.
Well, that final whistle... not only brought that round to an end, it also has brought the show to an end. And we had a situation where our lovely guest Victoria Wood came along, did extremely well, and finished up in second place alongside Peter Jones and also in the company with Kenneth Williams, 3 second-place people, just a few points behind this week's winner, once again, Clement Freud. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to Just a Minute and will want to tune again same time next week. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.